This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Hope you are enjoying the sunshine. I told you right before the break about the Illinois Municipal League and their statewide organization representing literally 1,298 local villages and towns and cities. And Brad Cole joins us this morning. Thank you for being with us, sir. And we appreciate you joining us on such short notice. I understand you're originally from Macon, Illinois.
I am, yes. Good morning. I'm a proud product of Macon and Macon County, and I grew up listening to the WSOY and Orv Graham and all those folks back in the 80s. And
all right.
Before and after that, I guess, too.
Good to have you back. Explain to me what the Illinois Municipal League is and what your main mission is. I mean, on the surface, thinking about 1,298 cities, villages, and towns, you think, oh, my God, what can they all have in common? How do you kind of come to a collective voice for all of those people?
Well, that is sometimes a challenge, but we have the mission of educating and advocating on behalf of and empowering local officials. We work with the mayors and city council members, aldermen, and village trustees across the state to make sure that their voice is heard, whether that's at the state capitol or the national capitol. We provide legal services, education, training, help local officials do their job better and really promote the best practices in local government. Government at the local level is about providing programs and services, and the mayor or elected officials are in charge of that and responsible for carrying that out for their constituents. The Illinois Municipal League helps them do that. I would note that this year, Julie Moore Wolf, the mayor of Decatur, is our first vice president. We'll be moving up later this year in the fall to be president of the Illinois Municipal League. She'll be coming in to that role in September following Ricky Gottman, who is the mayor of Vandalia. So we have some good central Illinois representation in the leadership of the Illinois Municipal League right now.
All right, that's fantastic. All right, let's talk about moving cities forward and this platform. All too often we see this, whether in Springfield or other state capitals, you know, where money is allotted to communities or programs, and we've seen this with the Road Fund and a million others, and then they just start chipping away at it. Explain what the LGDF is and why it's so important to local communities.
LGDF is one of those four-letter words that you can actually say at the dinner table and not get in trouble. It's the local government distributive fund. It's the local share of state income taxes. And in 1970, when the state implemented its income tax, local governments received 10% of that so that they would not impose local income taxes. And ever since then, the state has been chipping away at that local share. We're down under 6% now, and there's a proposal to take a little bit more of it in the governor's state budget for this coming fiscal year. That money provides a per capita revenue source to every community in the state, allows them to pay for their public safety, public works, general personnel, the programs and services they do. No matter what their size is, they're going to get a piece of that, the local piece of state income taxes. And from the Illinois Municipal League's perspective, we need to increase that back to the 10% share, and we definitely need to not see any more reductions like we have seen in the last several years.
All right, tell me about the dollars that are attached to that. What does that translate? When you say 10% versus 6%, how many millions of dollars are we talking about?
Well, overall, it's about $1.2 billion statewide. So if you just figure it's roughly $100 per person per capita. So, you know, whatever the city of Decatur's population is, multiply that by $100, and that's how much they're getting on an annual basis. If you were to cut that by 10%, you can do the math to see how that would have a noticeable impact. It is especially impactful in a negative way, the cuts are, on smaller communities that don't have other revenue sources. So you've mentioned some of the other communities in the area, Argentia, Moroa, Macon, you know, any of these, Mount Zion, communities that have a smaller tax base or less opportunity to generate revenues really depend on LGDF, and that's where the cuts are harmful.
All right. Talk to me about the sales tax tax administration fee, and you're pushing for an elimination or a reduction. This is for certain locally imposed taxes that literally the state comes in and does the job that the local government should be doing.
Well, no. The state says, the state has to collect those dollars. And from forever until a couple of years ago, they collected those dollars as a part of the regular sales tax collection process that the state does. There's nothing additional that's happening. So every retailer is filing their state sales tax receipts every month. They add into that their local sales tax receipts. And a few years ago, the state started charging back on that. Now, this is something the state says they have to do. Local governments can't do it. And they're doing it anyway, but now they're taking a fee, which is a reduction of revenue for local governments. And we're trying to stop that.
How much is that fee? Yeah, how much is that fee?
Well, it depends on it's 1.5% is the rate, and it depends on how much is being collected as to how impactful that is to a community. So a community that has more sales tax that they collect, obviously the dollar amounts are going to be higher, but it's 1.5%.
All right, we only have time for one more. And do you have a website that you can give to the folks if they want to find details about all the things we've talked about and more, because it's a lengthy list?
There's a lot of stuff on our Moving Cities Forward agenda. The Illinois Municipal League website is iml.org. Everything is on there. There's legal information, legislative information. They can put into the search box any bill, any legislative bill that's being considered right now, and our page will pull up our position on it and what we think about it. There's a lot of stuff on iml.org.
All right. If you can talk to me a little bit about TIF districts and how they might be able to help businesses that have been interrupted during this whole COVID-19 public health emergency we've all been dealing with for the past year.
Right. As you know, and the businesses in the area know that they've been impacted by this, we're proposing that in a TIF district, in a tax increment financing district, where those dollars are collected to reinvest in that district, usually for infrastructure and economic development, we're proposing that those funds could be used to help the businesses in those districts recover from this pandemic and to allow more flexibility so the money that is generated within those TIF districts can be respent and subsidize or loan money to businesses there in those districts to get the economy going again faster, to hire people, reinvest in those businesses. It's an expansion, more flexibility. It's still within the overall goal, which is to promote economic growth in the TIF district and particularly in the community.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. Brad Cole, the executive director of the Illinois Municipal League. They are there to lobby on behalf of your local communities.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.